Welcome back to the Content That Grows podcast. I'm your host, Nate Turner, and today I'm joined again by Ryan Sargent, VP of Content at Strategy at 10Speed. How's it going, Ryan?
Good. Glad to be back.
Yeah, we've had a little break over the summer with some recording. I'm excited to be jumping back in. Today, we're going to be talking about simplifying content distribution. And, you know, a lot of this stems from something that we've seen, you know, across the industry, as well as with clients is, I feel like everyone knows that they should be distributing content and they should be doing more for distribution. But it tends to be something that just doesn't happen for a lot of companies. So we wanted to kind of just jump in and talk through, you know, some of the common issues and reasons that that's not happening, and then kind of flip it around and get into, you know, some of the more tactical stuff we just like to try to hit on how to, you know, actually be able to either do it more or start doing it if you're not doing it at all. So, you know, to start, Ryan, I'll kick it over to you. I think we're just going to kind of go through kind of back and forth some of the examples of ways that we've seen companies overcomplicate content distribution to the point where it's, you know, not happening.
Yeah, I think there's been a big shift in how distribution kind of has to happen. It used to be you could build one piece of content and then distribute it lots of places. And the classic example is you could just put the darn link in the social post. And yeah, that doesn't work anymore. It is over the last, I mean, depending on who you are, 8, 10, 12 years, right? Organic reach on social media has fallen apart, especially for brands. And that was always a Band-Aid. It was always distributing the same piece of content onto a platform for which that content was not native. Obviously, the way that this has been described, you know, Amanda over at SparkToro talks about zero click content. It's we were always kind of piecing it together, and now it has to be more intentional. That doesn't mean overcomplicate it. I think there's it feels like this really overwhelming big task now. But you don't need a new piece of content. Repurposing still works. It's about identifying what is very specific to that particular channel, taking the original content idea and condensing, expanding, synthesizing, doing whatever it is you need to do to make that idea happen in that format. And that's not as complicated as people make it seem. If you were going to move everything from a written format to a video format, long form, 40-minute YouTube videos, that would be hard. That would be complicated. That's not what we're asking for. And that's not what you need to do to be successful. So I think some of this is in our heads, the overcomplicating.
Yeah. And I will just quickly plug, if you go to 10speed.io/podcast, there's a search function. If you start typing the word distribution, you will find, I think we have 8 or 9 episodes that in some way talk about it. So I know I've talked about this on the podcast before, but you know, one of the things that I think for the overcomplication is this desire to try to like be everywhere and do, you know, all the channels and all the different formats, and you know, and it really doesn't need to be that. You know, I think what I've said before is start with what you know you can do well, and you know, the one platform where you know you're most, you know, most of the time your target audience is going to be, and just do that. Like, it doesn't have to be, now I have to have this like, you know, omni-channel distribution thing and all these different things. And I cut this, and then, you know, it just, that takes time. It gets overcomplicated very easily. If it's LinkedIn, if it's Twitter, if it's Instagram for your brand, like whatever it is, pick that one that you know you can do well. And just, you know, set a cadence of, you know, once or twice a week if you have to, just to start building that muscle and getting some repetition.
Yeah, and we're not advocating random acts of content either.
Right.
Nor is it only repurpose. Like, building new content is still valuable. It's finding the balance with all this is tricky and changes. This is one of those it depends moments in marketing, in my opinion, that each company, each team is going to have to kind of figure this out for themselves, and it is subjective. So that also means, I think the way to frame that is not, oh gosh, we might get it wrong, but it's easy to pivot. It's easy to be flexible. If whatever we're doing to repurpose or distribute today isn't working, let's just try something else. And it's okay to set some of these things aside. obviously, I don't want to get too deep in the tactical stuff now, but you were talking about the overcomplicating. I think one of the overcomplications is also we assume that because we repurposed or distributed in this way before, we can't set that down. We have to only add methods, channels, approaches.
Yeah.
If something wasn't working, just stop. Like, you don't have to keep doing everything all the time. The other one was start with what you're good at. And you alluded to this. So if you're good at written content, repurpose and distribute with another written channel.
Sure.
Yeah. Blog can become a newsletter. Newsletter can become a blog. Newsletter can become social. Social can become a, like, there should be this nice web of interactions.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. Not like, don't try to be, oh, I have this blog content, I need to turn it all into videos. If you don't have that on your team, that skill set, or that's not your leaning personally, that's a great point. You know, one other I want to add for overcomplicating is just getting really, really hung up on like attribution. You know, so we'll talk a little bit about measuring impact. I know we have at least one episode on that where we talk about that almost exclusively. So I won't go into all the detail there, but I think that is one that I've seen as well. It's just really kind of burdened by how you'll measure, how you'll get the direct attribution, and it just keeps them from doing anything and getting that additional reach. So that's great. All good stuff there. The next is, you know, I think similarly, just kind of wanted to hit on the other it's similar, but like, what are some of the common reasons that companies don't distribute enough or potentially at all?
I think bandwidth is a big one. There is an investment. I've started to think about it a lot as content teams tend to be reactive in a lot of ways. Mm. There's always another product launch, always another customer segment to target. There's another initiative. There's another, and owning your own roadmap to some extent as the content team or as the marketing team can be really helpful there. And making sure that there's space and hours in the week for repurposing, for distribution. Because if the content doesn't get distributed, you're not realizing the right return. You're not maximizing the resource that went into the creation. And again, that doesn't mean don't create new content. It means have the right balance for your audience, your brand. And so I think bandwidth is a big one. Another one is the fear that we talked about. That like, I don't have the expertise to repurpose this in a way that's going to work. You also don't have to hit a home run every at bat. Sometimes it really is just, I want to get this idea in front of more eyeballs. This doesn't have to be the most successful social post of all time.
Yep.
If another 2,000 people saw this, that makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the numbers, you know, on like, if you're looking at the stats on the reach and how many people, the views and all that stuff. Like, I think that especially in B2B, it's important to remember, like, you're not trying to get, you know, a viral TikTok video with 2 or 3 million views or something. Like, if you can get a few hundred views and, or, you know, like a little bit of interaction engagement on it, and you can look through and feel confident that some of that is, you know, say 50 or your target audience, like, that's still highly impactful on a, you know, B2B level. So, and again, it's shorter, it's more often, it's more frequent. So like 50 is not the same as, oh, the one blog post we published this week got 50 views. Like, you're doing a lot more around social distribution and, you know, other content formats that can live on evergreen, things like that. So the two that I have, for reasons why they don't really distribute enough or at all. Kind of building off what you said around the content team and bandwidth is not having a schedule. And then the other is roadmap. So schedule is simply like you have to, especially if it's social and you are going to like take the time to kind of write stuff out, you know, for, you know, like breaking down a piece and turning it into a social post. You know, that's something that is not going to maybe feel like your day to day, but you really kind of have to have that time carved out. And as I mentioned, you know, a moment ago, like building the muscle and like building the repetition to make that something that you are doing versus, checking something off on your roadmap, big piece, and then just immediately moving on to the next thing on your roadmap. And then on the roadmap side, I think that, you know, we're maybe focusing a bit on like, you know, writing LinkedIn posts about a blog post. But like, as we said earlier, there's ways to say we're going to pull together insights from these 10 podcast episodes and write a blog, or we're going to do a podcast roundup on our tech, you know, this different things that happened on our blog or on social. You have to build those into your roadmap and, you know, and leave space in your roadmap to say, you know, this, we do need a chunk of bandwidth to put together this guide or put together this video or blog post that is repurposing some of the other stuff that we already did. And I think that's a big one, that if your roadmap is all new, or pretty much new and like updating existing blog content, or something, you're not actually slotting into your roadmap ways that you're intentionally going to repurpose a piece of content into something else.
And you can make this all part of the process, right? I mean, we do this for 10 speed clients. Whenever we build a piece of authority content, which is content that needs extra distribution, it's important and it takes more resource to build. Yep. We build the social post copy when we build the article. Like it's all part of the same process. So that repurposing, you know, it's a good reminder for the muscle, and then the content itself is already there, ready to go when it's time to distribute.
Yep, absolutely. Cool. So we'll kind of shift now into a little bit more of the tactical stuff and kind of get into how companies can simplify distribution to do it more. So as we've already said, like overcomplicating it is one of the big barriers there. So now we're kind of shifting into like, well, let's talk about simplifying this so that it isn't overcomplicated and you can actually start getting some of the benefits of distribution.
I think a big one is making sure that you have the content for the next question. And what I mean by that is, we've got this great blog post. It's doing well. What's the thing people want to know next? And if we also have that, then we can cross-pollinate. Mm-hmm. And you take two pieces of very related content in that case, right? Like there's like maybe one's top of funnel and one's middle of funnel. Maybe it's just a keyword that you pulled from People Also Ask, right? Like there's a lot of ways to gather those topics. But when you have the two related topics, make sure that the people who read topic one get distributed topic two and vice versa. It's essentially like internal linking through distribution. Indeed, like distribution in that sense would, for organic search, for SEO, is internal links. So we want to make sure we're also doing that in other channels. If you had a social post that did really well, that's your clue. Distribute related material on social media. That's one way to simplify. Another way to simplify is to niche down. Is I think what I'm trying to say. If you niche down, you're saying, I know my audience is in this one specific place, maybe not even the whole audience. This one cohort of buyers, of prospects, lives in this one spot. All I'm going to do for the next 3 weeks is repurpose and distribute content from this channel over here where I'm not reaching them into this one place that I know I'm going to reach this one segment. You're not now architecting some grand strategy across multiple channels and your entire potential ICP and TAM and all that. It's, I'm just going after this one group right here, right now. Events is actually, event marketers are very good at this, right? They know exactly who's coming to this event. And so they go gather all the content from all of the stuff you've done before and they put it in a package at this one event. So we can borrow from that as content marketers.
Yeah. I think those are great. I would add, like Ryan mentioned process. I talked about like schedule. And so I think that's a big part of it is either, you know, just literally just put a block on your calendar for an hour, or modify your roadmap to have, you know, a different tagging or category to be able to say distribution. Ryan mentioned, you know, some of the stuff we do with authority content and some of those things where we go ahead and build that content for distribution, for specifically for social media at the time of creating the content as well. So, you know, maybe you just modify your process, tack that on so that you're starting to get the creation of it in line with everything else. I think all of those can help a lot. And, you know, he mentioned starting with one channel. I think that's great. And I think, you know, outside of that, we weaved in some other ones throughout some of the challenges too. So stick to your core skill set. You know, if you're just starting out, I think all of those things are great. A lot of things can be aided by scheduling tools. You know, if that's, you know, part of your challenge is you want to be able to have a block and queue stuff up over the week. And then my last one is, I think that there unfortunately tends to be a disconnect in teams between like kind of the content team and sometimes like a social media team, or social folks can kind of often live outside of a content team. And you have this weird thing where the content team's like, we need to distribute more. And then you have the social team building their own roadmap and social calendar and thinking, what else can we put out there? What else, what content can we do? And I think there's an opportunity, you know, in your company to potentially just have that conversation and say, hey, like if we're teeing this stuff up or, you know, giving this direction, can you actually help on some of this bandwidth and in repurposing, you know, stuff onto social or, you know, video team, same thing. Like, there could be a lot of stuff there, certainly for bigger teams. Like, if you're going to have that many roles, you're in a bigger team, but, that would be a few that I would add there as well.
And we keep saying repurposing.
Yep.
We're also talking about initial distribution of the content, but so often distributing onto a new channel does require some level of repurposing, right? That was what I alluded to at the beginning, which you can't just leave it in its original state. That's also one of the tricks and one of the ways to simplify. Find the pieces of content and the places where you're not going to have to work so hard.
Correct.
Anything written to anything written example is a good one there. Or what can I add to this? Don't agonize over the social copywriting. Spend that effort building an image, because images do better on social media, and then lift a pull quote from the written content. Mm-hmm. Now you've not spent the resource reworking the words. You've spent the resource making the content work natively on the social platform.
Yep, absolutely. And yeah, and in some of those cases, you know, there's a designer, whether it's in-house or contractor, and all you have to do is just, you know, build your workflow and lead times to say, okay, as I'm creating this content brief, or, you know, writing, if you're writing internally, creating this draft, I'm also going to, you know, fill out these few fields and put together this creative brief to get into their queue. And then design, you know, is helping pull all that together for you in parallel while creating the content, instead of it having to be sort of a sequential thing. So, yeah, all things that I think just require intentionality. But I think, you know, the other piece that we want to touch on a little bit is just like, you know, if you're listening at this point, you may be kind of having a question of like, how much do I need to be distributing in terms of like output and like posts on social, or, you know, uploading videos or podcasts. Another one that we haven't talked about as much is just like newsletter roundups, like that kind of stuff. So, so I'll let you start, Ryan, and some of your thoughts on like, you know, output.
Output's a tricky one. There are certainly folks out there who will say you should spend 90% of your time distributing and 10% creating. And that,
yeah,
I don't know that I've ever managed to get that far down the rabbit hole. There's 5 work days in a week. Dedicating one of them entirely to distribution does not seem like a problem. Like, that seems great. That seems like a totally reasonable plan. There's standard deviation there too. So, if you're not spending a fifth, a quarter of your time on distribution, I'd look into distributing more. If you're spending more than half your time on distribution, I'd say, great, you must have a really, really kick-ass library of content to pull from. Like, yes. like, you should be proud, you know, like tooting your own horn about how good your content is. And there's, yeah, you're gonna have to kind of find the right lane for you and your team there. In terms of the more like tactical output piece, I don't think a piece of content is exhausted until it's visited multiple channels. If you're ever building something that's only being distributed one way, it's at least worth a quick investigation to see, is there a missed opportunity here? And that doesn't, again, that doesn't have to be resource intensive. What was the best part of this article that's only ever been optimized for organic search? Oh, well, actually, there's this paragraph here that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You probably have a social post. Like, it doesn't have to be messy or overwhelming to kind of run the mental check of, have I distributed this more than one way? Then at least you know you're getting better ROI off of each creation resource.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have both podcast episodes and blog posts on our site that highlight, you know, there's, you know, from one blog post that's maybe about 2,000 words, it's not unrealistic. And it kind of like maps out the way you can do it to get, you know, 50, 60 social posts from one blog post without it feeling like overly repetitive. So if you feel like you've tapped out with two, then, you know, I highly would recommend checking out those resources that we have, because it kind of gives some different ideas on how you can do that. But also the amount of output that you're doing, as I said before, you know, if you one post gets a few hundred views and maybe you have, you know, a handful, a dozen, 40, 50, whatever it might be, of your audience, like the ideal audience, seeing that, that's 50 more than you had if you didn't. And if you can do two in a month, now you have, you know, 100. And so I think it's a compounding thing as well, that, you know, one is better than zero. And I think as much as you can do it, you should. But I will say that we've recently launched a couple of add-on services for both specifically content repurposing and then also newsletter growth, because we know a lot of these challenges exist and that it's an area where we've kind of been able to speak to best practices, but not had the ability to step in and help clients on a tactical level until now. So on the repurposing side, any, you know, new content we're creating, any existing content that a company has, we are capable of doing the repurposing and creating content for Twitter, for LinkedIn, as well as like carousel type of posts for LinkedIn. And then on the newsletter side, you know, really that's an area where a lot of people have a pretty good database and they maybe used to have a newsletter and they don't do it anymore or whatever. It's kind of this thing that they know they should do again, but a little bit time intensive, just another area of distribution. And so there we're identifying all the content to kind of round up, you know, in a core theme or, you know, featured piece of content, writing the copy for the, inside the email, you know, subject line, kind of all the copy and content that you need for that, and handing that over to be able to, you know, drop right into your email template and send to your list. So that's a couple ways that are like pretty simple add-ons, but we've done that just to be able to help people do that. But I kind of bring that up now because of what I was saying, like, on the content repurposing side, like that literally starts at, you know, four per month. So that's like one a week, you know, and that's where we feel that even that level is, has the potential to do more, for companies than what they have been. So, anything else you wanted to mention on the output levels before we shift into the measurement?
I think there are a lot of content folks who are rightfully very concerned about quality. Quality is always top of mind. And distribution and repurposing are places where we can take risks about things being done versus things being perfect, because it's not this foundational piece of content. We're repurposing it. And there's room to try and fail here. Not I know this is a big debate, and it's probably actually worth its own podcast episode, right? But I keep interacting with content folks who are really, really worried that if the content isn't just perfect out of the gate, we've somehow not realized our potential. And repurposing is where we realize more potential. So there's this way to tweak, improve content as part of this output. There's a way to help each topic find its home. And ultimately, I think some of that strategic piece of choosing the right topics, being close to the ICP up front, outweighs making sure every single word is perfect. Again, that's another place where finding the balance is tricky. It's not easy.
Yeah, I agree. And I also feel like what you just said about wanting to have that like perfect quality, content quality, is the exact reason why you should distribute the content you've created more. Because you didn't just like, you know, drop it in an AI tool and spit it out and say, oh, good enough. I really want to spend a lot of time distributing this. Like, you spent so much time on the thought and the angle and the content and the flow and all of that stuff. Why would you not want to draw from that? You've already got so much good quality there that can very easily translate into very high quality, you know, social posts out of the gate, or, you know, translate those concepts and whatnot. And so I think that's a huge case for why you should distribute more if you are spending that much time really trying to nail the content. I think that's a great point though. So measurement, we'll touch on this real quick. I think from our perspective and kind of how we look at measuring impact, I think the biggest thing is you're really looking to diversify the stats. So, you know, if your roadmap's just full of new blog content and you're primarily looking at organic search as the way you're distributing that, and you're able to start distributing on social, then you start adding a lot of different impressions and views and engagement. And then, you know, we've talked before of like looking at comments on the posts, and are they like, if you're targeting CMOs, are they all CMOs interacting, or are they, you know, other folks? And really can start to get a lot of good additional metrics to help you understand, like, we're getting diversity in awareness, and we are not limited to one platform in how we are able to get our content out, all that stuff. And then certainly on the newsletter side or any other sort of owned platform, then you're looking at how you're growing your own audience and how they're engaging. Obviously, newsletters have a ton of additional metrics around, you know, open rates and click rates and obviously the growing number of subscribers, all that stuff. I think all of that gives you a lot of opportunity. Newsletters also give you another CTA to put into blog content and be able to measure conversions off of that blog content. And so really our perspective, and then I'll let Ryan chime in, is like, just not having such a mono view on success, you know, being tied to organic search, but really being able to do a lot. And then similarly, you know, if you're running a webinar program, well, don't tie all of your success to whether or not people showed up to the webinar. Repurpose that content you spent so much time on and look at other stats that you can drive, you know, across social channels or across YouTube or any of those other stuff to really do a lot more with it. So to me, it's diversifying, it's expanding the ways you can reach people. You're hitting people at different times. Sometimes they're actively searching for something. Other times you're, you know, getting in front of them when they didn't even know you existed, all those different things. So that's kind of how we're thinking about the impact and, you know, and how you're measuring that for distribution efforts.
I think the most important part of what you said there almost went unsaid, which was we're measuring based on the distributed channel.
Yeah.
We're not measuring the content success based on organic search if we then distributed it via an email newsletter. We're also looking at email stats. And we're looking at stats that are specific to the channel. So for the email newsletter, we're looking at click-through rate. When we make a social post, we're looking at engagement. Does this match our target audience? We're actually focused on something that can be measured within that that specific distribution spot. I also really liked kind of where you were going with some of that, like, audience measurement. That's a piece of content measurement in general that I think can slip by people. You're looking at, are we reaching the right people? And that's the kind of thing that will always impact the results of any content program at the highest level. Like, it's easy to say we're not bringing in the right traffic. Why? How do you know? And distribution can help solve for that, because we can look at things like social engagement. So you end up learning a lot more about your own content and where it's being successful. And it's very, like, very meta, but that then helps tell a story about how the content program is doing. There's an impact of the distribution on your own knowledge, not just the impact of the distribution on the other metrics that you're measuring, your leads, revenue, whatever. So it's not just about business goals. You're also gaining knowledge to fuel the next phase of content.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that it's, I think if you were to kind of compare, step outside of the world of, content marketing and like B2B SaaS, but like, if you think about like a consumer product, if you've seen like the hydration powders that you can like add to your water, like Liquid IV and some of those, like, certainly that's like, oh, we can sell this, set up Shopify e-commerce, sell this product online. That's great. If you look at a company that's doing like just doing that on Shopify, and you look at another company who has that, and then they're, in whatever, Walmart and Target, and they're selling in like Hudson News stands in the airport, and there's chiropractors and physical therapists selling them in their office, like. And that's literally that's what those are called. They're distribution channels for consumer product companies. And so I think that you realize, though, like, as a measurement, of those companies, yeah, you'd have some real tidy metrics for the e-commerce company. And it'd be maybe a little bit more messy of like, well, how do we know what the metrics are for people selling it in a physical therapy office? Like, it's just different. But I don't think anyone looking at those two businesses would be like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can measure that well in the physical therapy office. So I probably would just prefer to have less distribution. And so I think that, that kind of, thinking or like, concept to me really kind of highlights that, like, yeah, the metrics might not be clean for, certain things, or like you may not be able to prove to leadership, we did this many posts or, repurposed this many pieces onto this channel and it did X for revenue. But you can definitely show all of the different ways that you're getting in front of people. Like you said, you start to get some different demographic data or, things like that. And I think it becomes just a much more robust marketing picture and less of just like, we have one channel and we're trying to exploit that.
You get to move between channels you own, like email, and channels that you don't, like social too. Like there's a lot of, not everyone's going to see everything you put on the one channel. So you reach your whole audience.
Yep. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up there. Certainly a topic we could talk for a while. If you're interested in us helping out with, some of that for your company, certainly would love to chat. You can get information on our website, 10speed.io, for all episodes. And as I mentioned, we have quite a few on the topic of distribution. Visit 10speed.io/podcast. Also have quite a bit on the blog, 10speed.io/blog. Lots of different resources. So be sure to check those out. Thanks for listening. And be sure to like and subscribe on your platform of choice. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Thanks.